The World Health Organization says medical facilities in Ukraine have endured more than 90 separate attacks since the Russian assault began. One hospital in Chernihiv is working to stay open. NPR's Ari Daniel reports.
On March 16th, multiple shells exploded near City Hospital No. 2. One detonated inside. Vladislav Kuhar was there. He's the hospital director and a surgeon.
That was one of the first spring days. The sky was cloudless. It was cold, yes, but the sky was so blue. These explosions, it all seemed so unreal. We realized that we were the target.
The emergency department was instantly destroyed. The shockwave shattered windows across all 9 floors, showering everything with broken glass. Beds spun, doors sailed down hallways.
It was like an apocalypse. There was white fog of cement and dust in the building, in the hallways and rooms. There was alarm sounding, the screams of patients, the medical personnel.
Like a photograph seared into his memory, Kuhar remembers a girl crying in the hallway. He raced to the operating rooms. His colleagues were still alive. Next, he ran to what little remained of the emergency department.
We were trying to find all the wounded, to prioritize them, to render them necessary aid, such as sedatives.
Within an hour of the attack, Tetiana Lebedieva stepped into the shell that was City Hospital No. 2.
It was very, very difficult emotional moment.
Lebedieva is deputy director of the Chernihiv Health Department, and it's become her job to document the assaults on health facilities. Her daughter, based outside of Ukraine, is interpreting for her and gets upset when she hears her mother describe what happened that day.
Because we, in our city, my job required me to drive around the city and check every hospital, and I was there after that happened.
The scene was overwhelming. This place of healing, she says, had been so beautiful.
In this hospital, we have more than 300 doctors of more than 30 specializations.
In seconds, all that was gone, and they feared a further attack.
The decision was taken very quickly to move all the patients who were able to walk, to move them to the underground floors.
Those who'd been recovering post-op were brought into the hallways where it was safer.
Everyone was very scared. The patients, everything that has been done to help them to live their life longer is being destroyed in seconds or minutes. And it's such a pain in your heart and hopelessness in your soul.
This is what Tetiana Lebedieva had come to document, the latest in a string of attacks on health infrastructure, verification of possible war crimes. This was the city's 6th hospital damage report.
We need to have the evidence that this happened. This is a breach of all military conventions.
The hospital staff repaired the buildings the best they could. It took 4 days to cover the windows with plywood and tarps. The hospital contracted to the ground floor, transforming into an emergency triage center. Director Vladislav Kuhar.
There was no alternative. We were there to help under any circumstances. That's what we did. That's what we had to do. Fate has made this choice for us.
More than half of Chernihiv's population has fled, but numerous medical personnel have stayed behind to help at City Hospital No. 2, like Alexander Ryshenko. In the before times, he was a pediatric surgeon elsewhere in Chernihiv. One person told me he has hands that are capable of big miracles. But once the war broke out, Ryshenko became a full-time volunteer trauma surgeon. As we're speaking, explosions start going off in the background.
Right now, about my head is some artillery bombing, the sound you could hear.
Ryshenko tends the wounds caused by explosions like these. Often he's extracting shrapnel and bullets from the bodies of his patients. His days have followed a cycle, pinned to the sounds of fresh bombs. He says when the explosions pause, staff, holed up in the basement, stream out of the hospital with gurneys and tourniquets, ferrying new patients back inside, where the triage begins anew.
You need to understand whom you should help first, whom you should help second turn, and whom there is no sense to help anymore. And that's part of this new reality.
Ryshenko and the other surgeons do the best they can, running their operating equipment on generators, but fuel is scarce.
In the night, the temperature was minus, so you could imagine what are the conditions in the hospital without windows.
Within Chernihiv's city limits, all 7 municipal hospitals are damaged, and only 3 remain partially open. And while other parts of Ukraine have been spared, Chernihiv isn't alone. Health infrastructure in the regions of Kiev, Luhansk, Kharkiv, Mariupol, and elsewhere have all been hit hard. As for Vladislav Kuhar, the director of City Hospital No. 2, he actually says he's filled with gratitude for those who helped repair the hospital and for his colleagues who've stayed to help others heal.
It demands more effort these days, but the patients get better. They leave the hospital and they get their health back, and it brings us joy, it brings us pride, and it's the greatest honor in this situation.
At this point in our interview, Kuhar politely tells me he must get going. He has patients who need him. Ari Daniel, NPR News.